Okay, so picture this. You're at some big conference, but instead of juggling your phone and coffee, your smart glasses are feeding you little details about everyone you meet, reminding you of their names, their companies, even bringing up old conversations you've had with them. It sounds like sci-fi, right?
Sounds pretty futuristic.
Well, not quite. We're diving deep into the research of Nuan Jinaka, who's working on making these intelligent wearable assistants a reality.
Yeah, I think what's so cool about Onaka's work is that it's not just about building gadgets. It's about rethinking how we interact with technology and information in general. And his research statement, it lays out a pretty compelling vision for the future with these assistants, seamlessly becoming part of our lives.
Yeah, I have to admit, I always think of those, kind of clunky headsets from a few years ago when I think about smart glasses. But what really got me excited about Jinaka's research statement was this idea of unobtrusive computing. What does that even mean?
Well, Jinaka describes it as technology that kind of fades into the background. It almost becomes like an extension of ourselves, not a distraction.
Okay.
He imagines these assistants helping us with all sorts of tasks, and making us more efficient, reducing errors, even lessening our reliance on specialized labor.
So it's like empowering us to do more, better, and with less hassle. I definitely see the appeal in that.
Right.
But why are our wearable assistants, the key here? I mean, we're already so attached to our smartphones, aren't we?
That's actually the exact problem Jinaka is trying to solve. He talks about this smartphone zombie phenomenon where we're
Yeah?
so focused on our phones that we completely lose track of our surroundings. We almost disconnect from the real world.
Oh, I am so guilty of that.
Yeah.
How many times have I almost walked into a pole because I was texting?
Exactly. So while mobile computing does give us flexibility, it can also stop us from being present and engaged in the moment. Jinaka thinks that heads-up computing, using devices augmented reality, smart glasses, things like optical see-through head-mounted displays. He thinks that's the key to a less intrusive, more integrated approach.
Okay, so instead of looking down at a screen all the time, we'd have information just seamlessly displayed right in our field of vision.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm imagining a fighter pilot with their heads-up display, but for everyday life. That's
Yeah.
kind of cool.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be super distracting? I mean, I already feel overwhelmed by all the notifications on my phone.
That's a really important point, and Jinaka, he addresses that directly. He talks about the challenge of managing all the information presented to us and the constant interruptions, especially since the average person gets something like 60 to 400 notifications every single day.
Wow, 400. I'm definitely in that camp.
Yeah, it's a lot to deal with.
So how do we deal with all of that without, turning into frazzled messes?
This is where Jinaka's research gets really interesting. He's looked into using our peripheral vision to show us information more subtly,
Oh, okay.
so it doesn't interrupt our main focus. He also found that changing text-heavy notifications into simple graphics,
Yeah.
that can make them easier to process without having to completely switch our attention.
That's smart. Using our visual system's strengths to help us out. Did he test this out, in the real world?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Jinaka, he did studies both in controlled lab environments and also out in the real world, just to see how these approaches actually affected people's focus and
Yeah.
how well they could do tasks. And what's interesting is he found that these less intrusive methods, they actually improve performance and reduce stress, compared to traditional notifications.
Wow. Okay, I'm officially interested. Managing all those notifications is one thing, but what about the real potential of these wearable assistants? What kind of things could they actually help us do every day?
Well, instead of getting bogged down in all the technical names, let me just paint you a picture. Imagine you're at some networking event, and your smart glasses, they just subtly show you important details about the people you're talking to, helping you remember names and navigate the conversations without any effort. No more awkward, fumbling for business cards or trying to remember past conversations.
Oh, that would be a game changer for me. I'm terrible with names. So it sounds like these assistants could actually be helpful in social situations. What about other areas, in the workplace or even at home?
Yeah, so Jinaka has explored a whole range of applications. For example, he's looked at how these assistants could help us with micro-learning. So turning those little downtimes during your commute into chances to learn something new, like a new language or skill.
Ooh, that would be fantastic. I usually just zone out and scroll through social media on the train.
He looked at people's actual visual behavior during their commutes and found that if we understand those patterns, we can integrate learning seamlessly into those little breaks throughout the day. So imagine you're learning Spanish while waiting for the bus or brushing up on coding skills on your way home.
That's definitely a much better use of my time than looking at cat videos.
Right.
But I have to admit, I'm a bit of a klutz,
especially
when I'm trying to do multiple things at once.
Yeah.
Could these assistants help with things like texting while cooking without me burning the kitchen down?
Absolutely. Janica actually created an app for smart glasses that lets you send texts using voice commands and like subtle hand gestures.
Okay.
All without taking your eyes off what you're doing. So you could be chopping veggies and texting your friend about dinner plans all at the same time, hopefully without any kitchen disasters.
Okay, I'm sold. That would definitely save me some burnt dinners.
Yeah.
What about more, you know, creative tasks like writing or documenting experiences? Could they help with those kinds of things?
So this is where Jenica's work gets really exciting. He made a system that uses AI and smart glasses to help people document their experiences like as they're happening. So think about traveling, for example.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of frantically writing notes or taking a million pictures, your assistant could capture everything. What you're seeing, hearing, even how you're feeling. It would help you create like a really rich and detailed account of your trip.
Wow. So it's like having a personal AI travel journalist with you.
Exactly.
Capturing everything. Okay, before we get too carried away with all of this, I have to ask, how do we even start to study and evaluate these intelligent assistants? They're so complex and like so tied to our lives.
You're right. It's a whole new frontier. And Janaka, he recognizes that we need better tools to study these assistants and understand their impact.
Yeah.
He's actually developing a platform that's meant to make research with smart glasses a lot easier. You know, so it's easier to collect data and figure out how people are actually interacting with these devices.
So it's not just about building the technology. It's also about creating the tools to study it responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. He's also pointed out a really key challenge, how to evaluate what he calls multimodal interactions. So it's not just tapping or typing anymore. We're using our voices, our gaze, even gestures to communicate with these assistants. It's like a whole new level of complexity.
That makes sense. We're basically talking about interacting with computers more like we interact with other people. Is Janaka working on something to address this?
Yeah, he's working on a framework that can actually measure how effective these multimodal interactions are. So researchers can compare different assistant designs and figure out how to make the most intuitive and seamless user experiences.
This is groundbreaking stuff. He's essentially building the foundation for like a whole new era of human-computer interaction.
Yeah.
But with all of this innovation, it makes you wonder, how accessible are these assistants really going to be? Is this just for researchers and tech enthusiasts, or could this really become part of everyday life for everyone?
This is where Janaka's work takes a really interesting turn. So he's developing this platform. It's called Talavim, and it's designed to make it easier for others to create their own intelligent wearable assistants.
Oh, wow. So he's not keeping all of this to himself. He's sharing this with the world.
Exactly. His vision is to democratize access to this technology. Empower developers and researchers to contribute to this field. He believes that personalized assistance shouldn't be limited to just a select few. It should be available to everyone, you know, no matter their technical expertise.
I love that. It's like he's opening this incredible toolbox and saying, hey, let's see what we can build together.
Right.
But we've only just scratched the surface of what's in that toolbox, haven't we?
Oh.
I know Janaka is exploring how these assistants could even go beyond the digital world, even allowing us to interact with physical objects.
You're thinking about it in the right way. This is where things start to get really mind-blowing. Janaka is researching how these assistants can bridge the gap between the digital world and the physical world, allowing us to actually manipulate objects remotely.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking about, like, controlling robots with our minds?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know how that usually turns out.
Not quite mind control, but close. Imagine wearing your smart glasses and being able to control a robotic arm, you know, on the other side of the world, all through intuitive gestures and commands.
Okay, now that is something I have to see to believe. What kind of applications are we talking about here?
The possibilities are huge. Like, think about remote work, where you could collaborate with colleagues in a shared virtual space, manipulating objects as if you were all physically present in the same room. Or imagine telepresence surgery, where a skilled surgeon could operate on a patient from miles away. And in those, you know, really dangerous environments, these assistants could allow us to perform tasks safely without actually putting humans at risk.
That's incredible. It's like giving humans superpowers.
Yeah.
You know, extending our abilities in ways we never thought possible. But I imagine there are some serious challenges involved in making this work, you know, both smoothly and safely.
Oh, for sure. One of the main things that Janaka is focusing on is human-robot interaction. He's working on systems where the robot's perceptions, like what it's sensing, are relayed back to the user through the heads-up display. So it creates this feedback loop that feels really natural and intuitive.
So it's like making the robot feel like an extension of ourselves, almost like a tool we can just use really easily and precisely. But I have to ask, what about the ethics of all of this? Giving people the ability to control these powerful machines remotely, you know, that raises some questions about safety and responsibility.
You're absolutely right. This is a crucial part of Janaka's research. And he stresses that we need to think carefully about the ethical implications as this technology keeps developing. Issues like security, accountability, and the potential for misuse, those have to be addressed from the very beginning. Yeah. It's not just about building the technology. It's about making sure it's used ethically and for the benefit of humanity.
It's a reminder that with great power comes great responsibility. Even when that power comes in the form of some stylish smart glasses. But let's shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
And talk about another area where Janaka sees huge potential. Education. I know he's exploring how these intelligent assistants could completely change the way we learn.
Yeah. Janaka, he envisions a future where these assistants can create truly personalized learning experiences, you know, like they're context aware and adapt to each student's individual needs and learning style. Like, imagine an assistant that understands your strengths and weaknesses so it can tailor lessons specifically for you and give you real-time feedback as you learn.
This sounds like the ultimate personal tutor, available anywhere, anytime, like having a learning companion that always knows how to help you in just the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine it's not just about individualized learning. It's about how these assistants could actually encourage collaboration, too.
Right. Exactly. Janaka also sees these assistants as powerful tools for collaborative learning. Like, imagine a group of students working on a project together, and their assistants seamlessly connect them to the resources they need, you know, facilitating communication and providing guidance every step of the way. It's like having a team of virtual collaborators right there with you, helping you achieve a common goal.
That's amazing. It sounds like a whole new level of interactive learning, something way beyond what we normally think of as a classroom setting. But, you know, I have to admit, I'm a bit old-fashioned when it comes to education. Are we talking about replacing teachers entirely with AI?
No, not at all. Janaka makes it clear that these assistants are tools to help teachers, not replace them. By taking care of those repetitive tasks and providing personalized support, teachers can focus on what they do best, which is inspiring and guiding students.
That makes me feel a lot better. I think there's this fear that technology will make education less human.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing is that it's actually about enhancing the human element.
Yeah, exactly. It's about using the best of both worlds, combining human expertise with the power of AI to create a richer, more effective learning experience for everyone. And with, you know, generative AI becoming more and more advanced, these assistants could create custom quizzes and simulations, even virtual field trips, all tailored to specific learning goals.
Wow, now we're talking about a truly immersive learning environment. It sounds like there are so many possibilities. But how far away are we from actually seeing this in schools? Are we talking years, decades?
Well, the exciting thing is that a lot of the foundational technologies are already here. You know, we have the AI, the sensors, the wearable devices. Janaka's research is bridging the gap, creating those interfaces and applications that will make these assistants truly useful and intuitive.
So it's not just a matter of when, but how. How do we design these assistants to be truly beneficial and ethical and not just, you know, technologically impressive?
That's the big question. And it's one that's going to require us to keep talking and collaborating. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about the values and principles we incorporate into it.
You've given us so much to think about already, from managing notifications and manipulating objects remotely to revolutionizing education. Janaka's research is really pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible. It's clear that we're on the verge of a major shift in technology, one that could transform how we live, work, and interact with the world. But before we get too carried away with all of the amazing things that could happen, we need to talk about the elephant in the room, the ethical implications of creating assistants that know so much about us and the environment around us. I mean, it's exciting to imagine a future where these assistants know what we need and can make our lives easier. But it makes you think about things like our privacy, you know? Even what it means to be human in a world where machines are making more and more decisions for us.
I think those are some of the biggest questions we need to be asking. Because as these assistants become more and more a part of our lives, we need to really think about what it means to be giving up so much information and control.
Right.
Like if an assistant is always collecting data, you know, about our habits and preferences, even our emotions.
Yeah.
Who actually has access to all that data? And how can we be sure it's not being misused?
That's a really good point. I mean, we've seen how data can be misused, whether it's for targeted advertising or even, you know, to influence people's opinions.
Right.
But it feels like with these assistants, the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
Because they could potentially get to know us even better than we know ourselves.
Exactly. And it's not even just about protecting our data. Mm. It's also about, you know, holding on to our own autonomy. Mm. If we start depending on these assistants to make decisions for us, to filter the information we see, even to guide our actions, are we losing some of our ability to think for ourselves?
It's like we're getting into some pretty deep philosophical territory here.
Yeah.
What does it even mean to be human when you have a machine that's always trying to predict your next move and shape your experiences?
That is the question we need to be thinking about right now as this technology is being developed.
Yeah.
We have to make sure these assistants are built to work with human intelligence, not to replace it. They should help us, not make us dependent or limit our ability to think critically.
I like that. Augmentation, not replacement. It's about finding that balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, where humans and machines work together.
Yeah.
Each one bringing their own strengths to the table. But this isn't just up to the researchers and developers, right? We as users also have a part to play in shaping how this all unfolds.
For sure. We have to be informed, you know, as the hard questions about the technology we're letting into our lives, like what kind of data is being collected and how is it being used?
Right.
What are the potential benefits? But also, what are the risks? We need to be really thoughtful about how we bring these assistants into our daily lives.
It's about taking control of our relationship with technology.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just blindly accepting, you know, every new gadget that comes out.
Mm.
We have a responsibility to make sure the future aligns with, you know, our values as a society.
Absolutely.
This deep dive into Nuangenica's research has been amazing. We've learned so much about the potential of intelligent wearable assistants, but also, you know, the ethical questions that come with them. It's clear we're at the beginning of a huge shift in technology, one that could change how we live, work, and experience the world.
It has been fascinating. And as we move forward, I think the most important question to ask is this. If these assistants could really understand us, anticipate our needs, and become a part of our everyday lives, what kind of world do we want to create together?